USA Radio News.
As the partial government shutdown continues, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell took to the Senate floor and said, enough is enough, Democrats. Stop playing politics.
Back in 2006, then-Senators Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and our colleague, the current Democratic leader, all voted for more than $1 billion to construct about 700 miles of physical barriers. Then-Senator Obama called it badly needed funding for better fences and better security that should help stem some of the tide of illegal immigration. That was Senator Barack Obama.
The president is set to address the nation tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time from the Oval Office. Accused Florida high school gunman Nicholas Cruz is back in court today for another procedural hearing. Cruz is charged with killing 17 people at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School last February. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
The latest Small Business Optimism Index is out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at it.
Small business owners' confidence in the U.S. economy falling for the fourth consecutive month. Their outlook on the business conditions in America falling to their lowest level since late 2016. That's according to the National Federation of Independent Business, which maintains the index. The conservative-leaning small business lobby says its index fell to 104.4 in December from November's 104.8 reading. Economists had expected a December reading of 103. The index had set a high of 108.8 in August. That broke a July 1983 record. The survey's a monthly snapshot of small businesses in the U.S., which account for about half of all private sector jobs.
The online streaming service Hulu is saying they now have over 25 million subscribers and gained 8 million in 2018. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
What does it take to become an everyday millionaire, as Chris Hogan puts it? Now, Hogan is a New York Times best-selling author and financial expert. He has a new book out titled Everyday Millionaires. Hogan talks to millionaires from across the countries and finds out some interesting stats, like 79% of millionaires did not receive any inheritance from their parents or other family members. Hogan also tells Fox News, becoming a millionaire, it takes hard work.
Well, I think it's an opportunity that people are seeing for themselves. Listen, we at Ramsey Solutions have seen people that do the right things over time. They have success with money. But if you think about it, in our culture today, they say it's not possible, that the little man can't get ahead.
Right.
You know, the 12-year-old congressman out west doesn't believe that it's possible, right? And so you hear this time and time again, so I wanted to know the truth. So we did the largest study that's ever been done on millionaires, so much so we had to commission to get outside help to talk to millionaires all across the country. We talked to over 10,000 of them to find out the truth. Fear can be real, but you don't want to let it dominate you.
Hogan next discusses the ups and downs of the stock market and says fear is a real thing.
So I look at the stock market a lot like the supermarket. There are things that you can buy that are good for you in the supermarket, and there are things not so good, right? That cookie aisle. So what I want people to understand is that investing is that same way. You want to understand what it is, your timeline, your risk tolerance, and what you're expecting.
Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.